Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing This Doesn't Mean Your Ex Is Erasing You. I provide audio coaching for breakup recovery, trying to get an ex back, attracting someone new, and life coaching. Visit www.dateme.tips for more details. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. Check out my socials for extra content. The links are in the description. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing This Doesn't Mean Your Ex Is Erasing You. So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, you might fear that they are erasing you from their life. Although there is no guaranteed way to get an ex back, it's unlikely that you're being erased permanently, even when certain signs don't look good. In today's podcast, I'll be telling you three things that don't definitively mean your ex is erasing you. So let's get straight into this, and point number one is unfollowing you. Now, when I'm talking about unfollowing, I don't mean that your ex was physically following you, turn around and they're no longer there. Of course, I'm speaking about social media, and we're talking about situations which cause dumpees lots and lots of anxiety. And this is a situation where maybe on Instagram or whatever social media you may be connected with, all of a sudden, your ex-dumper is no longer following you. They're no longer your friend. They're no longer somebody who you are connected with on this social network. Now, what does this mean? Well, it is not always as bad as it seems. At first, you might think, well, they don't want anything more to do with me. They're erasing me from their life. They're moving on. They're going to get a new girlfriend or a new boyfriend. Now, although there are no guarantees how the future will pan out, it's not always as bad as it seems because you don't know why they've stopped following you. And it's not always because they don't want to be connected. Sometimes it's actually due to the fact that they are worried that they might reach out to you. Now, that might seem a paradox. Why on earth would they decide to unfollow you because they are concerned that they might reach out to you if they don't actually want to be with you? It already gets confusing just trying to speak it. But let's try and break this down. Your ex-dumper unfortunately lost romantic emotional attraction for you. That's why they're your dumper. That's why they ended the relationship. Now, when this attraction level hit the necessary low point, they actioned the breakup. At this point, they are believing in their own mindset that they want to go down a different path. They believe that to find their greater happiness, they are not going to be within your relationship. Now, this doesn't mean this is how they will feel forevermore, but right now in this moment, they don't believe that the relationship that you two are in right now is going to be enough to fulfill them and satisfy them going forward forevermore. So they end the relationship. Now, at that stage, they've got a few choices. Do I stay connected on socials or don't I? If you are connected on many social media, this is an opportunity for you to both see what each other are doing. And here lies the problem for the dumper. The dumper might think to themselves, but I don't believe this relationship works. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't end happily. We keep arguing or whatever it may be. They think in their mind, this doesn't work. However, their heart might feel a lot for you. Their heart might still love you. So this is a battle between brain and heart. And what is going to happen in this instance? If they see posts that you're putting online, they're going to be more likely to be drawn back into you. Okay, so this isn't always about wanting to distance you from them and them from you. Sometimes it's about them trying to prevent themselves from being reeled back in by seeing what you're posting and them wanting to reach out to you. And they have good reason to be concerned because some of my advice you may have heard on other podcasts does just that. It's about dumpees trying to leverage social media as a way to try and get their ex-dumper to reach out to them eventually. So a dumper in this position could absolutely be drawn in. Because as I've said, maybe in their mind, the relationship doesn't work, but in their heart, they still feel it. And they could be persuaded via social media to reach out. And if they don't think that's the right decision, they might try and unfollow their dumpee as a way to prevent this from happening. But This doesn't mean that they're trying to erase you from their life. It doesn't mean that they're trying to say to themselves, right, I want nothing more to do with this person. I never ever want to speak to them again. What this is saying is that right now, they don't believe this relationship is going in the right direction. And they don't believe that speaking to you and connecting with you is going to be a good choice for them. But they're so close to reaching out to you that they need to make sure there is nothing that's going to persuade them otherwise. What they don't realise at this point, though, is that by not seeing what you're doing, although they are preventing themselves from seeing all of the great things you could be posting, they're going to be instead moving into a position where they don't know. And if they don't know anything at all, and they are feeling this level of intrigue about you, this could pull them in anyway. It's almost like jumping out of a frying pan and into the fire, as the saying goes. Yes, they might be avoiding what the dumpy is doing in a great way to reattract them, but by not hearing anything at all, the wonder, the intrigue, and the missing their dumpy could grow even faster. So as a dumper who might be in the position where maybe their head is saying this isn't working, but their heart is somewhat still interested, this is not necessarily a dumper trying to delete or erase their dumpy from their life by unfollowing them. Instead, it's almost self-preservation, but ultimately, it probably won't work anyway. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast. Please like this video if you're watching on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. And point number two is deleting your number. So let's just consider a situation where you have mutual friends and one of them tells you one day, hey, did you know that your ex dumper has deleted you from their contact list? And you might ask why, how do you know this? And whatever the reason might come about, you find out that your dumper has deleted you from their contacts. Now, does this mean this is a great sign that you'll be getting back together soon? No, unfortunately, that is not a great sign, but your ex dumper wants to reconnect anytime soon. But additionally to this, it doesn't mean that they are literally trying to erase you from their life. Is it a good sign? No, but does it mean you're permanently erased? Absolutely not. Now, let me tell you some situations that I am aware of by speaking to many dumpers via my audio coaching service over the years. There is a surprising amount of dumpers who have told me that even when they delete the number of their dumpy from their contact list, what they have done instead is actually physically write it down on a piece of paper for if and when they ever need it. Now, this, of course, can't be said for every dumper. I can't guarantee that your expert dumper has done this. But what I can say is that many dumpers have told me that is exactly what they've done. So it doesn't matter how, where and when you may have found out that your expert dumper has deleted you from their phone contact list. They might still have you written down, kept somewhere safe. Ultimately, you could connect it to point number one. The fact they've deleted your number might actually be to try and stop themselves calling you, to try and stop themselves from texting you. But it doesn't mean it's going to prevail as the outcome. If there is distance between you, there is a chance for attraction to grow. That is why I always suggest people implement my version of no contact rule. Now, if you're not familiar with no contact, it's something that lots of people suggest you implement if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back. However, there are many different versions of a no contact rule that you can find online, and I believe that my version will give you that best possible chance of success. So I suggest that you subscribe to my YouTube channel, ring the bell for notifications, and check out the playlist entitled The No Contact Rule. Here you'll be able to immerse yourself in my version of the rule and understand why I believe it will give you that best possible chance of success. But ultimately, in a general sense, if you're a dumpy, most of the time, I suggest that you never contact your ex again unless they contact you first. So if your dumper is not hearing anything from you, it doesn't matter whether your number is in their phone book or not, because the level of attraction is likely to rise if you've implemented my version of a rule. And if and when it hits the necessary high point, your expert dumper will seek to connect with you. Now, I can't guarantee your dumper will get to that point. There is no 100% guaranteed way to get an ex back. Nothing works 100% of the time, and nothing fails 100% of the time. But by and large, generally speaking, dumpees who implement my version of a no contact rule will get their dumper to a point where there is an opportunity for them to self-reflect on their decision. And if they decide that they may have made a mistake, if they decide that they may like to reach out to their dumpee again, they will find a way. So even if they have deleted your number from their phone, there is every chance they will still reach out to you in some other way, maybe through some type of other messenger service, messenger app. But as I've already told you, lots of dumpers actually write down physically their dumpee's number. So it doesn't matter if you find out that they've deleted you, they've probably still got your number anyway, hidden away somewhere safe in case they need it. So although I can't promise you'll get your ex back, I can definitely say that point number two, if you find out that your ex dumper has deleted your number from their phone, this doesn't necessarily mean that your ex is erasing you. Now, if you would like advice and support about how to try and increase the chance of one day getting your ex back, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one about your unique specific situation. Go to my website www.dateme.tips for more information about how I can become your coach and your teammate via my audio coaching service. Talking about your feelings can also improve your mental health. It helps prevent the buildup of negative emotions, which can lead to stress, anxiety, depression, and even physical health issues. Speak your heart to free your mind. So now let's get into point number three and the final point of today's podcast about this doesn't mean your ex is erasing you. And point number three is blocking you. Now this is the king of all concerns. If a dumpee tells me that their ex has blocked them, they're often feeling high anxiety. Now let me level with you. This isn't good news. I'm not going to pretend that your ex dumper blocking you is something to celebrate. It's not. The reality is, it's much better if you're not blocked, which is why I often tell people, at the time of a breakup in particular, try to stay as calm and reasonable as possible, because we don't want to get yourself blocked. That is not an ideal position. However, in today's podcast, we're speaking about things which might not look good, but we have to understand doesn't necessarily mean that your ex is erasing you from their life. And point number three is blocking you. And I have to include this because I've known of many instances of where a dumper has blocked a dumpee only to unblock them later down the line. This is not something which is definitive. It's not something which, if you block someone, that is it. You can never unblock them. This can be undone. I'm reminded in particular of a situation where I spoke to someone via my audio coaching service. They were a dumpee and they were very upset because their expert dumper had blocked them. And we worked through over many weeks about strategies of how to go through self-improvement and try to increase the chance of getting their ex back if and when their ex reached out to them. And if their dumper didn't reach out to them, well, it would put them in a fantastic position to find and meet somebody even better than their ex. This is almost the win-win situation. Either get your ex back or find someone even better. And I wanted to focus on this type of point because if I find out that a dumpee has been blocked, we can't strategize particularly regarding trying to get them back from this stage. We have to more so plan of how to improve yourself to get to the point of if and when they reach out to you, we can try and strike while the iron is hot and reconnect. But if it doesn't happen, the dumpee will then be in a great position to find someone even better. So that is exactly what we did over the many weeks that we spoke. And then further down the line, beyond the point of where we'd stopped speaking, I received an email from the dumpee telling me that their ex dumper had unblocked them and reached out. And this was made even more special by the length of time it had been. It had been many, many months since the breakup, many, many months since the blocking, many, many months since they'd given up hope of hearing from their ex dumper. Now, I would never promise anybody that they will get their ex back. I can't promise you that you will hear from your ex again. But what I can say is that you need to get yourself in that best possible position because things happen that we don't always expect. And this was something the dumpee didn't expect. Now, from my perspective, I wasn't overly shocked. Is it a good position to be in being blocked? No, it's not a good position. I would never suggest that it's something to celebrate, okay? It's not. However, I've seen time and time again, people who have been blocked become unblocked, and then the blocker, the dumper in this regard, reached out to the dumpee. I've seen it so many times. So it doesn't mean in my mind that this is definitive. It's not a brilliant sign. It's not something to get excited about. Being blocked is not great. We need you to be unblocked. If you can remain unblocked, you're in a much better position than those of you who are blocked. That's reality. But if you are blocked, it doesn't necessarily mean you'll be blocked forever. And that is why it's important to say Your expert dumper hasn't erased you from their life necessarily if you have been blocked. Now please, don't get me confused, dumpies. This isn't something I'm trying to encourage you to find a way around the blocking. If you've been blocked, you should respect the blocking. Never contact your ex again unless they contact you first. Don't try and find a different way around. Don't try and contact them via a different means. Don't knock on their door. You can't be doing this. Because the step beyond a blocking is often the authorities being called, a restraining order and the like. No, you don't want that. You shouldn't be trying to push your luck with that. If you've been blocked, never, ever, ever contact them again. And also, don't put all of your eggs in one basket and think, well, I'll just wait around because my dumper will eventually reach out to me. They will unblock me and then they will contact me. I can't promise you that. I can't guarantee you will fall into that category. But what I can say is that I've seen it. I've seen it multiple times, and I told you an example of one time that I remember it vividly because of how shocked that particular dumpee was. So I don't want to give dumpees false hope. I don't want to tell you to wait around. You must live your life to the full. You must try and make new connections. But don't be shocked if your expert dumper one day unblocks you and reaches out to you, because it is not them erasing you. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.